Hello, my friends. Welcome to Breakfast with Sergio. This is episode number 97. Episode 97, and today I'm going to talk about what is success, you know, what is your definition of success? Who is a successful artist in your mind? Well, my friends, welcome back to Breakfast with Sergio. Very happy to have you here today. I have on my plate oatmeal, delicious oatmeal. It has cinnamon. I put some cinnamon on it. It has also coconut. That's a new addition to my oatmeal. I went to the store, got some a little bag of coconut, and now I'm also adding coconut to my oatmeal. It kind of gives it a little coconut flavor, which is great. I love coconut. And also it has raisins, so it's really good. And to sweeten it, I put honey, natural honey, organic honey. And it is great. It's a great way to start my day. So what's on your plate? Let me know. Always enjoy to hear that from you. Well, my friend, today I want to talk about success. You know, success is a big word. It's a big loaded word that could be broken into many episodes, which I will probably do eventually, you know, do different episodes here and there on this idea of success. But today I want to talk about your definition of success. What is your definition of success and why is that important? My friend, the main idea of success is that when you think about success already, even if you looked at the title of this episode, when you saw the word success, something came to your mind, some idea, some thought, maybe good, maybe negative, you know, maybe positive, maybe negative. I don't know what came to your mind. And that's, you know, how loaded the word success is. And so you can make an argument about, you know, whether somebody's successful or not, what does it take to be successful, and so on. So in this episode, I'm not going to go into all those details. What I'm going to do, however, is just talk about what is your idea of success? What is your idea of success? What does it mean to be successful to you? And why is this important? And my friend, I think this is super, super important, because if you don't define what success means to you in your terms, in your own art career, you will fall prey to what everybody else is telling you success is all about. If you don't have your own definition of what success means to you, then it will be really easy to just follow and listen to what everybody else is telling you success is. So I think in your art career, you have to define what is success for you. What is success for you? Is it to gain a lot of recognition? Is it to sell a lot of art? Is that what makes you feel successful? Is it to have a lot of shows and exposure? Does that make you feel successful? Is it making the work that you love in the studio? Does that make you feel successful? Is it being able to do your art on a consistent basis every day, walking into your studio? Does that make you feel successful? You know, is it sharing your work with other people or being part of a community? Or does that make you feel, you know, what is it that it is that you're going to, how is it that you're going to define success in your art career? It is very important, because the way you define it is how you're going to act on a daily basis, on a consistent basis. And if you don't define what it is, if you don't define this idea in your mind, then, you know, you will also be worried about what people think. And that is very common, my friends. I see so many artists who are very worried about what people think. You know, they say, Sergio, should I put up prices in my website? I'm afraid that if I put prices on my website, you know, a gallery is going to, you know, it's not going to like it. Or the art world is not going to like it. They're going to think I'm a sellout. Or, you know, should I do this or that? You know, but what will they think? And if you are acting that way, it's because, you know, you haven't defined what success is for you. Because when you define it, then who cares what anybody else thinks? If for you selling your art and making sales is highly important in your rank of what you think is important for you in your art career, then you gotta do things that will help you make more sales, right? So who cares what the next person will think if you put prices in your art, because that is very highly of importance to you. Now, if that is not very important to you, then who cares what everybody says if you are not putting prices on your website, right? Because that is not a priority, that is not highly regarded in your mind as what success means for you. So that's why this is so important, my friend, because when you decide, when you put in your mind, when you have the self-awareness of what is it that you want to achieve, what is it that you're going for, then you can act upon it, and then you are not worried about what people may think, what people will think about you. You can put that on the side, say, I don't care what people think, because they don't know my definition of success. They don't know what I'm going for. And that, my friends, that is very liberating. It sure was for me when I understood it, when I took that upon myself. I said, well, you know, I don't care what people think. You know, this is what makes me happy. This is what I want to do, and this is how I do it. One example is this breakfast with Sergio. I really don't care what people think. Some people don't like my show, and that is fine. I don't really care, right? For me, I put very high on the esteem is helping my art community. That for me is very important, and that's why I do the podcast. And actually, I just reset the Artist Next Level podcast. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. Episode 141 of the Artist Next Level podcast. Just put a new episode. I had taken a break, and I explained why I took a break, and I talked about how it's gonna be different from now on. So, you know, because that is important for me, helping my art community is very high on my list of things that, you know, makes me feel happy, makes me feel successful in the morning when I wake up in the morning, because that is high up for me. So I don't really care, you know, if people, what people may think, why I'm doing this, Sergio, you should be doing something else right now instead of doing these things. Don't you want to put time in your studio, for example? Of course I do. But this is very important for me, and therefore, I don't care what other people may think. You know, so that you have to act, you have to make time for the things that are important for you. So once you define what is important for you, what success means for you, then you're going to act upon that, and you're not going to worry about what other people think. And that's, my friend, what self-awareness is all about, understanding who you are, where you are, and where you're going. And when you do that, then you can wake up in the morning with a better realization, with a clear mindset, okay, this is who I am, this is what I'm all about, this is what I'm going, and I'm gonna do that today. And if I just move one little step closer to that, one little needle, you know, then things are good, things are moving, I feel good, I feel great. And I don't worry about what other people's image of success is all about, because I understand who I am, where I am, and where I'm going. So that, my friend, is this quick episode of Breakfast with Sergio for you. You gotta define in your mind what is success for you. What does that mean? You cannot be everything. You cannot have everything. You gotta decide. You gotta prioritize and say what things are important for me and how can I act upon those things every day on a little scale, and so that those things continue to grow. So my friends, thank you so much for watching this episode. Follow me on Instagram at Sergio Gomez Projects. Check out the new podcast at the Artist Next Level podcast. Check it out in iTunes, Google Play, Anchor FM, everywhere where you find podcasts. Check it out. It should be there. And especially episode 141. I think you're going to like it. Thanks, my friends. And we'll see you in the next episode of Breakfast with Sergio. Goodbye.